humanity, a dynamic species always moving and changing, forever evolving and adapting to improve our lives. And when we move, what we choose to leave behind tells a story that reaches through time to connect us to brighter futures, or sometimes a deep and terrible past. I'm an urban explorer, and last year I found this video in an abandoned house in rural Northern California. To this day, I haven't the slightest idea what to make of this footage, but whatever is on this tape makes my skin crawl and my stomach clench. I keep telling myself that my eyes are playing tricks on me, or that it's an error in the footage. But honestly, I don't have it in me to watch this tape anymore to find out. I've been over this footage frame by frame, utterly consumed, and unless I tell this story, I feel like I'll never have peace again. I found the abandoned house my normal way, by asking around dive bars, and got lucky quickly. A bartender I spoke to sent me to this large manor house about 30 miles north, but definitely off the beaten path. Family, infighting about 6 years ago, prevented the estate from settling, and the building was just sitting there abandoned. Pretty cool, right? It took about 2 hours to get myself to the house, and man, I wasn't disappointed. It had everything. Old furniture, creepy atmosphere, papers and dishes, the works. The plantation-style house looked as though it was built in the early 1900s, with paint-chipped white pillars flanking a heavy double front door. When I stepped over the threshold, I was immediately struck by how aged everything looked. It seemed as though the previous owners left in the middle of breakfast and never returned. Dust-caked dishes still lined the strainer, clothes sat folded on the couch in front of the room, and plate settings sat on the dining table. Old shelves looked to have collapsed, spilling papers and boxes across the floor, and the mantelpiece had started to fall apart as well. Going through each of the rooms, I was taking pictures and soaking in the atmosphere. I nearly tripped in the kitchen and kicked what looked like a camera across the floor. It was a somewhat dated Sony model video recorder, definitely less than 5 years old, and honestly, I thought I just scored a free new camera. I scooped up the camera and continued my roaming through the house. As I was leaving the house, I moved past a very old, very rusted door near the kitchen. My hands were full and I was losing the light, so I thought, screw it, I don't want tetanus, and left. I trekked back home, feeling pretty damn good about my day. I was excited to post my new pics and to see if this new camera worked. So I plugged in the camera and it started charging from a very dead battery. Once I'd finished posting and saw that my computer had picked up the new device, I opened the storage file. In the file on the camera were several videos named Connecticut, Norway, and New Video. I went ahead and watched Connecticut, only to find out that the former owner, Miles, was an urban explorer like myself with some major differences. The biggest difference was a copious amount of drug use once he got to the locations. Looked like meth, but I'm no expert. Not cool, but explains why he forgot his camera. I even went ahead and found him online and looked through his pictures. Nice guy, just a lot of issues. Then I opened the file labeled New Video, and that was when my day went from good to foobar. I'm going to do my best to describe the video. I can't get it out of my head, and I'm starting to fear for my sanity if I don't talk about it. Enjoy, I guess. Or go have a bowl of cereal and start your day better than this. The video starts with Miles driving down the same dirt and gravel road that I took to get here. He parks his Jeep in the same exact spot as me before making his way up the gravel driveway. Throughout the walk, Miles keeps up a steady stream of commentary to the camera, calling us his fam and narrating the scene like in the other videos. As he walks up to the front door of the house, the camera spins as he stopped and frantically searches his pockets. I can barely hear him say, "God damn it, it's in the damn hotel. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. Right, well let's make this quick then, guys." Guiltily, I chuckled at him for forgetting his stash. He stepped through the doorway and began to wander around, and I was immediately shocked that the house was much cleaner than when I saw it. No piles of papers, or boxes, or clothes, or any of the refuse tossed around when I was there. I later found out why after watching the Norway video. Miles only went on adventures to steal things from abandoned houses. They call themselves treasure hunters, and they're the reason my hobby is mostly illegal, so my sympathy was at a low point. After a cursory tour, he begins to ransack the place, tossing everything around, looking for something to sell. He pushes over tables and through open boxes, throwing anything that didn't look valuable in a deliberate show for his audience. After collecting a few items, sewing machine, a few picture frames and some tools, near the door, he finally notices the tetanus door I had passed by earlier. I admit that when he tries to open it, I got excited to actually see what was inside. Miles tries the door, only to find it locked. He went outside around the back of the house where a small window sat at the base of the building. The window seems to lead into the room behind the heavy door, but was incredibly dirty. He sets the camera down to find a rock and attempts to smash the window, with no effect. He slams the rock several more times until he jumps back and yells, a fresh cut visible on his thumb. He gives this up and goes back inside, cursing to himself. As Miles goes into the sitting room, he spots an ornate clock sitting on the mantle of the fireplace. Climbing over the piles of clothes, he awkwardly tries to pull the clock off the wall and loses his balance, tipping over backwards. Both Miles and the clock hit the brick base of the mantle in a huge crash. With a stream of curses, he stands up and inspects the clock before looking at the camera saying, "Edit that out." He looks down at the wreckage of the clock. Miles cries out in triumph and reaches down to grab something. He stands up with a large, rusted, metal key grasped in his hand. In a sing-song voice, he yells, "I think I know where this goes." Leaping over the clothes, he rushes over the big door and places the key in the lock. At first, the lock didn't budge, but after a frustrated grunt and push, the key turns with a loud scrape. Even still, when Miles attempts to open the door, it still won't budge. His temper sparked, Miles puts his foot in the doorframe and wrenches hard against the door, and after the second time, it started slowly scraping open. The door peeled paint off around the frame as though it hadn't been opened in far more than 5 years. It only opens a few inches before it gets stuck again on some swollen floorboards at the base of the door. Using his foot to press down the boards, Miles strains against the door until it jerks open another few inches. The floorboards pressing up again and wedging the door left just enough space for someone to fit. Miles grabs the camera and goes down into the dark. Either the camera doesn't have a night vision mode, or Miles forgets to turn it on, so the only light illuminating the room came from that filthy window. Even still, the setting sun falls directly on the window, providing light enough to see most of the room in the video. The basement is a roughly 15 by 15 workspace, with an old workbench sitting against the far wall flanked by bookshelves. Opposite the table are a set of wood panel closets standing open and empty. Miles sets a lantern flashlight on the top step facing the room before setting up a monologue for the camera. "We've hit the jackpots, ladies and gentlemen. An old house in the woods, packed with loot, an untouched locked basement, and a secret key. Ooh," Miles says to the camera, complete with mocking hand gestures. "Nobody's been here for years. I've got a feeling we'll find some good prizes down here. This would be perfect if I didn't forget the goddamn..." At this point, he starts rifling through the bench drawers, pulling out old yellow papers. One of the drawers seems to have nothing but old newspaper clippings. Miles pulls this out and begins spreading them on the table. Obviously, they weren't worth anything to Miles, so he only glanced at them for a second. I've been over this video frame by frame, and one of the first things I noticed was that all the articles had headlines relating to strange instances in the area. One said, "Flood collapses 4 homes. Another said, "Hikers still missing after 12-day search." And a third said, "Man arrested for manslaughter." Those and the dates in the newspaper put the oldest paper at 23 years and the youngest at 7 years. At this point, Miles places the camera on the table, giving us a full view of the room from under the dirty window. He begins to search the panel closets and finds nothing, opens more drawers and still nothing, all the while keeping up a steady stream of talking to the camera. Eventually, he turns to the bookshelves flanking the workbench, leaving him only barely in view of the camera. Apparently, there was something at the top of the shelf that he found interesting, and he tries to reach for it. Finding the treasure above his grasp, Miles tries to climb the bookshelf's first shelf to reach higher. It holds for maybe 4 or 5 seconds before giving out, spilling everything, including Miles, on the floor. For some stupid reason, Miles then decides to try the second shelf, as though it will be any different. The shelf didn't crack. However, as Miles reached towards the top, the entire bookshelf leans forward and crashes directly on top of him. At this point, a lot of dust kicks up and catches the afternoon light shining through the window, nearly blinding the camera for a full 4 minutes. When finally the dust settles, we can see Miles struggling to get his leg out from under the debris, coughing, cursing, and wheezing with each breath. At that point in the video, I noticed something. The door to the basement was closed. A notification comes up in the video that says, low battery, 25%. At this point, something strange starts happening with the camera. Miles' shadow was much deeper than the one surrounding other items, almost appearing like a solid black mass following him on the walls. It didn't act normally. The shadow would twitch from time to time, but that could very well be the camera running low on battery. In addition to this, the audio started a series of 8 taps every 90 seconds. Miles didn't seem to hear the beats, so possibly just another glitch, but it sounded like someone rapping their fingernails against wood. I've gone back dozens of times, frame by frame, and the dust, mixed with the sharp glare from the sunlight, blocks any view of the door, so I couldn't tell when exactly it closed. Then I looked at the audio for when Miles fell and could hear the distinct bang of the bookshelf, Miles cursing, then a full 4 seconds afterwards. Then, a full 4 seconds afterwards, there was a slight scraping and a soft click of a door closing, followed by another 8 taps, somewhat faster this time. I think it's all I can hear that it could be. Miles didn't notice this yet, and was just uncovering himself from the wreckage. Amidst the stream of cursing, he stops suddenly and looks out the view of the camera, behind where the bookshelf once stood. "Whoa, what the hell is this? Some kind of picture thing?" Miles says, leaning close to the wall. He picks up the camera and points it at the wall. Most of it is in shadow, but the camera can see the top right corner of what appears to be some primitive looking scribbles representing either the moon or the top of a man's head with a dark shape bursting from the top. Encircling the top half of the picture in strange symbols, never seen the likes of it before or since. At this point, Miles turns to grab his flashlight from the top of the stairs as the light was beginning to fade. That's when he notices the door had closed. Frantically, he tosses the camera on the table and runs up the stairs, attempting to push the heavy door open, but only meeting with creaks of the wood wedging the door shut. He starts cursing over and over to himself, grabs the flashlight and starts searching the room for anything to help pry open the door. There's nothing useful, but nevertheless, he tries using the broken bookshelf, a desk drawer, and a clothing rack to open the door, but still, nothing works. Overcome with frustration, Miles bellows out a primal scream and starts running back up the stairs. The shadows from the window are getting long now. All we can see is the flashlight dangling from Miles' hip as he smashes against the door with all his weight. After a few moments, he stops, panting hard and leaning against the door. Of all the points in this video, this makes my skin crawl. As Miles leans on the door, something I cannot explain or accept happens. Either Miles jumps up and back on purpose, or I don't know what, because the movement deeply unsettled me to watch. Miles' body flies up and hits the ceiling, before crashing hard at the bottom of the staircase. The way he moved has kept me awake at night. It was unnatural, but there was nothing to push him. I don't know what to believe. The camera is now vibrating faster at a steady 8 beats each 30 seconds. Miles seems unconscious or resting for about 5 minutes before he starts to stir. As he stands with his back to us and the very faint amount of light shining through the window, I could clearly see 3 long scratches down Miles' back. Maybe he landed on something sharp, but these scrapes looked different. The cuts were wide and deeper at the center and thin at the edges, much like how a bear marks the base of a tree. Miles reaches around and yelps as his skin stretches around the now oozing cuts on his back. I've noticed at this point in the video, it looks like Miles' shadow, when he was banging on the door, had burned itself into the screen or lens of the camera. Miles' shadow was still banging on the door while the real Miles was on the floor. Even when Miles stood up and the light changed, that shadow stayed banging on the door no matter how Miles moved. Miles didn't ever notice, so this may be from the camera. "What the hell? What the hell?" is all he can get out for a few moments. He then starts rocking back and forth, saying to himself over and over, "It's just withdrawal. You're hearing things again, like in Cabo. You're all right. You can get out of here and get that stash." When Miles is sitting on the floor, cradling himself, his flashlight suddenly turns off with a pop and plunges the room into full darkness, except the sliver of sunlight peeking through the window. It was close to night now, and without night vision, I couldn't see anything in the room. Panic seems to overwhelm Miles, and he starts breathing harder and harder. "Just the detox, just the detox," Miles says over and over again, until he's worked up into a panic. The light has almost completely gone, so the audio is Miles sprinting up the stairs and throwing his body against the door frantically. There's a notification on the camera, 5% remaining. Those 8 beats in the camera have sped up, now sounding like a phone frantically vibrating on the table every 10 seconds. The next few minutes were awful to hear and made my skin crawl. The room is completely dark. Miles slams his body against the door over and over, heavily breathing, slowly getting more frantic. Eventually, his cries turning into manic, uncontrollable sobs. His beating gets weaker and weaker until he's gasping for air, every ounce of energy pouring from him while he sobs, weakly sobbing about, "Why? Why me?" Then, in a sudden break from the darkness, a loud ripping sound tears through the silence like tearing fabric. The camera tapping, almost constant now, stopped. The silence in the video is deafening. I can hear Miles sob and weep for a few minutes. Suddenly, we hear Miles shout, "What? Who's there?" More banging, another short rip. "Get the hell off me," Miles says, as the camera picks up scuffling sounds and a loud crash, probably the other bookshelf. Things went quiet for a while, about 70 seconds. I thought the video was over, until a gut-wrenching, soul-shattering scream pierces the dark. I could hear Miles banging on the door with weak, feeble strikes. Miles begins to beg, asking mercy in the darkness, begging to be let go, begging for mercy, sobbing and screaming in turn. The battery of the camera dies. I'm not sure what this is. I'm not sure what I saw. Could it have been a glorified thief with a drug problem going through a bad detox in a creepy place? Definitely. And to be honest, that's the world I would rather live in. I'm not a believer in most paranormal things, because mostly they're BS. I don't know what happened to Miles, but when I personally got the building on my own adventure, that door was closed. That clock stood upright in the living room, and there was no Jeep in the parking lot. And the camera was sitting in the middle of the kitchen floor in the back of the house, directly in front of that rusty, heavy door.